Good morning and welcome. Broadcasting live from the Alice Springs Convention Centre for the final sittings of the Northern Territory Parliament for 2009. It's the fourth time the Parliament has sat here in Alice. The last was 2.5 years ago. Claire Martin was the Chief Minister. It was before the intervention and the federal government of the day was Liberal. Right now I'm standing outside the centre looking out at about 50 to 100 protesters who are standing in the entrance to the centre. So as the politicians of the Northern Territory government and their minders file past, they're being greeted with placards saying families for a nuclear-free future, uranium wrong way go back and no high-rise.
I'm just outside the main doors here. The crowd's definitely been growing. I'd say there's well over 100 people here. A lot of yellow balloons. The majority of the protesters are against the proposed uranium mine. There's also a small amount of people who are here opposing the five-storey Malanka high-rise. But we've just had one guy wander through with a I'd rather go nude than nuclear, completely nude with just a cardboard box.
So we've even got a streaker. We've even got a streaker.
Some folk like a place that's sophisticated or where the sea is nearer. But give me a town situated in a scene by Namatjira, a town like Alice. It's just the place for me.
Former Administrator of the Northern Territory, Mr. Ted Egan, AO, perform his song, A Town Like Alice, as a welcome to the sittings. Mr. Ted Egan.
With my own piece of ground, the mountains around, that's where I'll be.
The Chief Minister, Paul Henderson, has just dropped by. Good morning, Chief Minister.
Good morning, Alice. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, how are you feeling ahead of these sittings?
I'm actually pretty excited about it, Alice. It's wonderful to be back here in Alice Springs for Parliament, the fourth time Parliament sat here in Alice. And the great thing about this is we actually get to play to a crowd.
I'm now joined by the Leader of the Opposition, Terry Mills.
That's what I want to make sure, that we do give some hope to people that there is the capacity to release land and have particularly first home buyers on a plot of land in Central Australia and dream of a future, supporting with their families the great future of Central Australia.
I don't need a palace, just want a simple home with a blue sky above and someone to love. I'll never roam